This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. What's going on? It's Saturday, July 13th, 2019, and just off the title alone, you already know this episode is going to be pretty controversial. Sometimes controversy is necessary. Not for the sake of being aggressive or rude or disrespectful toward each other, but just creating dialogue and conversation. Because believe it or not, although everybody has an opinion, and it seems like social media is the outlet for these opinions, it's not a lot of dialogue going on these days. There's a lot of, I'm right and you're wrong. My opinion is the only opinion that matters. I'm going to put what I want to put up. And if I don't like what you say, I'm blocking you. It's a lot of that going on, but intellectual debate and dialogue, not so much. So without further ado, I welcome you to Black Man-ish. Hush your mouth. So let's get into it. First and foremost, this is one of my unscripted episodes inspired by a few close fellows that I know that are going through situations, as well as some things that I saw on social media while perusing a little while ago. And of course, like, these things get thrown around very often anyway. Certain topic that I'm talking about. Now, first and foremost, if you don't know, I am a black man, so the title is just for controversial sake, but I am a black man and I do not endorse that theory. But, not 100% sure when it started now, because it's been going on for so long. You know, I think we're at a place now where it started a few decades ago, and now it's almost subconscious in today's era, where a lot of our women are African American women, just automatically assume that, all right, for whatever reason, whatever drew her attraction to this man, be it looks, status, whatever, I'll give him a chance, but there's always a but, and this but is a huge but in today's society, but it's probably not going to work, or he's probably going to be this or that, because most black men ain't shh, right? And for something to be subconscious, that means it had to have been subliminally implanted into your subconscious over a period of time. Something cannot become subconscious overnight. Our subconscious is very complex. And it holds more memories and thoughts than we can even begin to imagine. So for one of those thoughts or ideas to take precedence, to create a stance in your life. Your subconscious has deemed this a bookmark in your life. So when certain situations arise, this flag comes up. Oh, remember this. Now you have to understand, out of all of the data that your subconscious stores, it pinpoints certain things, and these become your ideals and ideology. So not, and once again, this is not a generalization. This is not all black women and all black men. This is just, it's a niche, right? Or a niche, I'm sorry, for some of you all that call it that. But what you have to understand is your subconscious is king or queen at generalizations. So when you go into a situation expecting to fail, because that's what you were taught, that's what was driven into your mind, guess what? You know the common slogan, the internet is undefeated? That is true. But guess who else is undefeated in this world? That subconscious is undefeated as well. So as long as you have barriers and blocks, and this is a universal thing. I'm not talking to just women right now. I'm talking to men and women. I know this very well because I deal with this myself. With myself. I have subconscious blocks just like everyone else. And like I said, these blocks and barriers can get in the way of something special that you could have if you just told that voice to just tone down and let's objectively see where this goes. But most of us are not wired that way. So it seems like in our community, the black female is becoming more and more hardwired to believe that the black man ain't touch your mouth. But now the issue with this as well is that you have to understand some of these women end up having sons. Once again, let's get into how the subconscious can sometimes do more harm than good. Some of these women end up having sons. And guess what? Guess what these sons are going to be? They're going to be black men one day, right? But because the subconscious says that my ideology is black men ain't shit, without me knowing consciously, on a subconscious level, I am raising a boy that's going to become a man that's going to end up not being shit. Because my subconscious ways are transmitting frequencies and vibes into his subconscious. And I don't even notice. So the way I talk to him, the way I treat him, which in a lot of cases, women are not going to like this statement. In a lot of cases, this is the same way that some of you talk to your husband or your mate. Now think about that. Think about that for just 2 seconds. Sometimes you talk to your husband and your mate, who's a grown man, the same way that you're talking to your son, who's a child. Now, this could be destructive in either situation, because either you're talking to your husband like a little child, or you're talking to your son, who's a child, like a grown man. Okay? So either way, there's some destruction being done in this equation. And what you don't understand is the vibe and frequency that you are transmitting to your son right now is that the way I speak to you, understand, the same thing applies to a man and his daughter. Understand, when you're the parent and you're raising and talking to your child that's the opposite gender, you must understand the way you interact with that child is how they are going to perceive, is the way they should be spoken to when they start to seek a mate when they get older. This is, of course, if they choose to go the route of heterosexual. I still believe that it's probably the same if they go the other way too. They're probably still going to look for a person that displays those characteristics. But in the traditional sense, if this child is going to grow up to be a heterosexual male or female, they are going to look for the characteristics that you display to them in their early childhood when they look for a mate. So women, when you talk to your 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12-year-old son like he's 25, or if you talk to his husband at those ages, I'm sorry, you talk to your husband, his father, when he's at these ages, and you treat and talk to his father like he's the same age, guess what? He is going to believe that is how a woman is supposed to talk to her man. He's going to seek subconsciously, not consciously, subconsciously. His subconscious is going to be on the radar looking for a woman that talks in this tonality and demeanor and acts the way you act toward him and his father. This is, of course, assuming that the father is an active part of the equation. So, despite all of that being said, is it a fact that all black men are? Is it a fact that all women think that? No. But the situation is now that a lot of the younger generation are growing up under the circumstance that I just went over, and a lot of these men, I get to watch a lot of them firsthand doing the rideshare thing for income. I'm in a large metropolitan area. I'm in Houston, Texas. So I get to see a lot of interaction, all ethnicity. But I get to see a lot of interaction with the African-American couple. And there's a far amount of men, black men, that are inherently afraid to speak to their woman, how they see fit, because it's like we've subconsciously been taught not to do that, and that's one of my biggest problems. I a lot of times don't convey how I feel because I can't. Oh, I feel like I can't, because it's like that's what you've been taught. Like, you don't you don't oppose a black woman, almost. It's almost like that's the mentality. You don't oppose a black woman. Like, it's like they have a self-proclaimed crown. And once again, I know the black woman, they probably clicking off now. It's like they have a self-proclaimed crown that they have put on, and anyone that opposes that shall be punished. And man, sometimes, like, if you step into a household, man, it's like everybody's walking in fear, from the husband to the kids to the cat to the dog. Everybody is walking in fear of the queen. But also, though, if you look at sometimes, not all the time, once again, not all the time, just a generalization. Sometimes when you look at the picture holistically, things can be in shambles because it's not being ran right. It's being ran how the female sees fit. And sometimes, I've mentioned this in a few episodes in my past. Sometimes, a lot of times actually, these decisions are made sporadically and emotionally with not a lot of fundamental logic at the base or the root of the decision. A lot of times a man does not agree, but is afraid to speak up, because if he speaks up, it's like a volcano erupting. And I don't think a lot of men are afraid. In some instances, I'm not afraid myself. It's just, when you have kids, man, you just don't want to feel like the environment is one of toxicity, because kids sometimes view intense conversation. It may not even be an argument, but intense conversation, you gotta understand, kids look at things through a magnifying glass. So an intense conversation can look like a knockout argument. And once again, this can start to implant ideology, relationship ideology, into the subconscious of these kids. It's sad right now, because how do you hit the reset button? It's a lot easier said than done, because you have to understand, with all these people in the world, in order to reset this chain, it's going to take just as many years as it took for it to get to where it is today, to flip it back to its traditional foundation. And I really don't believe, in my heart of hearts, I really don't believe that our women ever wanted to go back to the traditional way. It's having the power, feeling the power. The adrenaline is amazing. It's so amazing that sometimes, I've seen this myself, you go into the gym and you see some of the women, they trying to outlift their man, they're trying to do anything you can do, I can do better. And it's getting to the point where you might start to think, well, what do you need a man for? Well, procreation. But of course, you know, this with technology these days, is that even necessary? You know? So, how do we flip it? I'm at a loss right now. It'd be nice to hear some feedback from people that may have ideas, because I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. And I'm talking about men and women. There are some women out there that would love to go back to the traditional way. Some women out there that would love, if they are or feel like they're carrying the load right now, that would love to hand that baton off to her man, let her man take his rightful spot in the position. I also feel like we're in an era right now where these women that feel this way, may feel ashamed. They may feel ashamed in today's society. They may not even want to speak up and say they feel that way. Because they might feel like their sisters would be like, well, that's weak. You being weak. You're stronger than you think. Isn't that another one of those slogans? You're stronger than you think? I don't know. That might be another one of those slogans that they throw around a lot these days. Sounds familiar. And that's true. We're all stronger than we think. That's 100% true. But sometimes we take these slogans and we apply them the way we want to suit our needs and our wants. Not our needs, but our wants and our desires. I've heard so many phrases misconstrued and flipped upside down to fit a parameter that quote unquote works for me. Man, I don't want to hold you guys, but I feel, you know, the universe is talking to me, telling me to get it out. And I probably do need to get out, because sometimes this venom inside of me, it gets the best of me sometimes. And it makes me feel toxic. And I despise that feeling. But I got one good friend that I talk to daily. And I don't really want to put his business out there. So obviously I'm not going to use names or anything like that, but good dude, man, good dude. And he's really just looking for somebody to accept him for him, and you know, he's looking for something lifelong. He's in his early 30s, and he's looking to make that transition. We've also been talking a lot, and I've been trying to keep him in his alpha state, because in the quest of finding your lifelong mate, you want to stay alpha. Not to be superior, but your woman will appreciate that, because she'll know that you're a leader. But it seems that he keeps drawing, and we have these conversations a lot, so I know while he's listening to this, he already knows where I'm going with most of this, but he seems to draw a certain female, and like I tell him, you know, part of that is still probably the vibration that you're putting out to the universe. The universe is just going to reciprocate what you put out. So you have to change your vibration to find the female on the vibration that you want. But he keeps drawing these females that, I don't want to call them succubus, but that's almost what it is. Like, they drain them and they zap them for what they need, which is usually, you know, for the most part, one of them is kind of, she's not super financially dependent on them, but it can look that way, you know. I'm just saying that from looking from the outside. It can look that way. And then the other one is definitely emotional, and she wants to hang out with him when she needs that emotional support from him. But she still wants to hold on to her ex from her last relationship. So she wants, which is weird, because if this relationship is not that far gone, if you guys have just gotten out of this relationship, maybe your ex still has some of that emotional support that you're trying to get from my man with no reciprocation or minimal reciprocation. And then every time he thinks that things are getting better or things may progress into something, she hits him with the, well, you know, I got school, I got this and that. I don't want you to think that this is going to be something that is not. Now, mind you, this guy, he's on Eastern Standard Time, so he works until about 11 at night. He has to travel from Jersey to Pennsylvania every night for work. And then this dude is up sometimes when I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, said to be text messages. Now this may have been at work half the day, driving, and he's on the phone with this female for a few hours a night, so she can get stuff off her chest. So, he wakes up next day sleep deprived, groggy. Rinse and repeat, do it all over again. Then you have the female that has a child, and the child is old enough, without a doubt, to have built an attachment and a bond with him. But like he said, the last time she came back into his life, the way the conversation went when they were on the phone, it almost sounded like there was a conversation that was staged and rehearsed between the mother and the daughter, talking about come on home. You know what I mean? Like, this is after she tried to pursue something else that didn't work. Of course, the person that she pursued became crazy because it didn't work. But that's neither here nor there. You see, I know females know this, but I'm just saying, just to reiterate, you have to understand, things like this will make a man start to feel cold. Doesn't make him good for anybody, for you or the next person he might try to pursue. Because he's going to become colder and colder because he keeps feeling like he's being used and abused. Yet, on the onset of this journey, most of these females that are doing the using and abusing themselves, guess what? They have that subconscious program, I'm saying. Well, I see where it goes. 'Cause black men, they hush your mouth. Thank you everybody for checking me out. I know this one ran a little bit long. It was unscripted. I wanted to keep it short, but the higher powers were telling me to get some of that stuff out. As always, my contact information will be in the description. Download the podcast, follow the podcast, share the podcast. Let's make black couples read again. God bless.